Hey, what's up? It's your pal EZ with another amazing partner for the Eric Zane Show podcast, the Eufy Video Lock. Oh my gosh. Smart lock, 2K cam, and doorbell 3-in-1 triple security. You got everything in one device, all right? Rather than install piecemeal, hoping that you got this app, that it's going to work okay in that app, and oh my God. This is not just for security, but also for convenience. No more worrying about losing keys. And you can assign passwords to your family members and see them coming back home via the integrated camera. So, you know, like they all have their codes. They walk up to the door. They punch it in. The door unlocks. In they go. And, of course, it's a video camera. So it's all there. You can see who shows up at your door. This is fantastic. We live in a golden age for home security. And the Eufy Video Lock is the top of the heap, okay? You can go to eufyofficial.com/videolock for more information. This thing is easy to install. The setup, all you need is a Phillips screwdriver, no drilling or anything like that. All the keyless entry components make it so fantastic. 0.3-second fingerprint recognition. Amazing. No battery anxiety. You've got the ultimate, I don't know what it is, super lithium whatever, that keeps this thing powered for a long, long time. No monthly fee on this, unlike other brands that do that. They just bend you over and charge you a monthly fee. I love the Eufy Video Lock. Get to eufyofficial.com/videolock. eufyofficial.com/videolock. What is going on, friends? Oh, that camera angle sucks. Ugh. It's going to have to do. What is going on, friends? The live stream of the Eric Zane Show podcast has begun. Brought to you by several sponsors. First of all, Bennett Flooring Installation. At the place Tuesday, they were at my house. Installing the flooring worked out awesomely. Can't wait to go through that room with you on a video to show you what's up. They did an amazing job. And then somebody reached out right away and said, this is exactly the flooring that I want. Do they do free estimates? It's like, well, yeah. You're a regular on the podcast. I say that all the time. Of course they do free estimates. If you are in West Michigan and you want flooring installed, I want you to call upon Bennett Flooring Installation. Installations. I get that wrong every time. 616-318-0167. Call Jacob or Jason up at 616-318-0167. And then, you're ready to go. They can take care of anything for you. And, man, I'm telling you, whether that be vinyl planking, laminate, carpeting, they do it all at Bennett Flooring Installations. Also bringing you the live stream, JM Synthetics. Now, I was talking with Jason Mays from JM Synthetics. He's going to be at a new business in the shit kicker area of Ionia, Michigan. Ionia Outdoors is the name of that place. And he's going to have a booth set up. You know, it's the old, you walk into the grand opening of the place and maybe go get yourself, I don't know, a new bow and arrow or something like that. And then there's shit kicker Jason in his booth with his lubricants. If you happen to be out and about and you happen to be at the grand opening of Ionia Outdoors, do drop in and say hello to a sponsor that keeps the lights on for the Eric Zane Show podcast. And if you need any synthetic motor oil or any lubricants or anything like that, please call upon JM Synthetics online at jmsynthetics.com. And you're good to go. You can also be a preferred customer and save big money on, a number of their products that they have there. And you can get all that information at jmsynthetics.com. Last but not least on the open, Zingular. Okay, what is that? Well, Zaniac Kim, longtime friend of the family, Kim Lazara. She is the distributor of Zingular products, and this is a product line that specializes in things where, you know, if you're trying to lose weight and you get old and crusty like me, and, you know, your system doesn't get rid of the fat nearly as efficiently as it used to, Zingular can help you with that, okay? If you click on the big green X with the white background at ericzaneshow.com, it'll take you right to her Facebook page, and you can deal with her directly, and she'll tell you specifics about the product line to boost your energy, metabolism, overall wellness, immunity, all there, distributed by friend of the show, friend of the family, the one and only Kim Lazara. All right. It is a Thursday on the Eric Zane Show podcast, the 23rd of July, 2020. Here we go. Let's begin.
And now, here's a guy who has to have a pork chop tied around his neck to get the dogs to play with him.
Dude, keep your mouth shut if you knew it was good for you, buddy.
It's the Eric Zane Show podcast with your host, Eric Zane.
Thank you very much, Johnny. Welcome to the Eric Zane Show podcast. This is the Daily Show. Filled with rants, and obscenities. Covering news nonsense and my personal adventures. What is up? Man, I think I've got carpal tunnel syndrome. You ever? Damn it. I sit at this stupid computer for so long. If you're complaining about carpal tunnel syndrome, you're officially an old idiot. That's how I feel sometimes. I can't figure out if I should go with the dimly lit room or the lit room. I'm here on the road, of course, in my dad's driveway. That's a little too dark, I think, with the dimly lit room. I've got a light just above my head. I think I'm going to go with the light. It seems like everything today is burning my brain more than it should. Little annoyances that are bugging the hell out of me. But we'll have to deal. Thank you so much for being on board with this show. I stream it every day, 8 a.m. on Facebook, normally on YouTube and Twitter, but I don't have quite the capability that I have when I'm from the Metalworks Body Shop Fear Bunker Studio. So I'm just on Facebook for the rest of this week. And then back at it for a normal work week next week. Okay. So that's why I'm only on Facebook. Facebook brought to you by Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid. Thank you to them. And from my dad's house, in the driveway of my dad's house, because I was able to take all the things I do the show with me, to be able to have this week with my parents. Now, technically, it's for my mother, who is going through radiation treatment for this breast cancer scare, and she's fine. She's doing great. She's doing great, but I almost killed her yesterday. I'll explain that in a second. But here at my dad's house is where I like park the motorhome. I tow a car. It's a real big production, but it's gone really great. And what this does, it allows me from a long distance away, being that I live, 150 miles away from these folks, to be able to still be able to help out in my own little way, because I would just hate the fact if all my brothers who live more centrally around my parents, if they had to tote the mail for all this shit. And I'm like, I have the flexibility. This show allows me to do it on the road, and this is all we do in order to survive. So there's no reason why we can't do it. So let's get out there and get this done. So that's brought along a whole different dynamic to the week. And, I have gotten really used to sudden changes in how things are done. I've gotten pretty comfortable with being able to pick up, drop it, and do it from somewhere else. And that's good. I don't think that's a bad thing at all. So, that's basically what's been going on here. And I've got, it seems like every day there's something new to report. I try to pay attention to the nuances of my interactions with people that I interact with, and my dad and my mom, and I've got a lot of news for you today. First of all, I want to tell you that coming up, the ABC News personality George Stephanopoulos. Remember this guy? You might see him on I don't even know if he's on Good Morning America or what. The dude with the glasses used to work in the White House. His wife is a handful. Oh, my God. I cannot imagine what I would do if I found out what she said on some podcast about teaching sex education to her kids. And I understand what this woman is trying to do, but it is a terrible thought. And yeah, I think it's a terrible idea as well. I just think it's very damaging what this woman is doing in her effort to be some kind of super mom. Oh, my God. Oh, I will explain. Earlier this week, I suspected that Kanye West was having a manic moment. Grandiose ideas and schemes running through his brain that in a person who is suffering from bipolar disorder appears to be real and manageable and doable and not in any way crazy. I hate to use that word crazy, but it's crazy. Let's just call it what it is. It's just a crazy, crazy thing. It's just nutty. It's just an easy way to say that this is absolutely screwed up. I suspected that. And that does appear to be the case because his wife is talking about it right now. We will get into that. New forbidden Spanish from Joe Martinez. I actually have more than one person who has sent along forbidden Spanish for Joe Martinez. But the dude is so busy because of you calling upon him saying, hey, can you come fix my AC? The guy doesn't have a minute to drink a Corona and eat a tamale and watch Telemundo. Okay? These are some great ethnic jokes. Okay? So new forbidden Spanish today is going to teach us all something nasty to say. But I actually have some controversy about today's forbidden Spanish because I threw, well, it's a long story. I'll explain it when I get to it. Excuse me. All right. What else I got? Oh, I'm finally going to get to the story of these super buff Patriots trying on the lawn of the state capitol here in Michigan. Michigan has kind of been really, really cracked down for a long period of time on dealing with the virus, much to the unhappiness of the masses. And I get that. Hell, I just had a Big Dick Donnie Veltman on the show the other day. And the argument can be made that there is a little bit of a problem here. And that is that, in Michigan, you can't even go bowling. Two bowling centers and gyms are a problem. So the bowling centers are like, wait a minute. We have vast amounts of rooms at vast amount of room at bowling alleys. And if a person has a ball and they have the shoes and they stay and we order them to stay socially distant, this is a controlled environment. We can clean off the bowling balls. We can clean the shoes. We already spray the shit inside of the shoes. This is all right. You should let us have this. And I, frankly, I have a hard time at this point, maybe not in the past, but at this point, not understanding where they're coming from. I get it. To a lesser extent, I get it about the gyms. I think that the gym is a little bit more of a crapshoot because instead of just holding one bowling ball and throwing it down an alley, you've got a person moving from a piece of exercise equipment to a, unless you have somebody following you around cleaning with you, or you have or you clean everything as you go. And I would like to think that people would do that. It just seems a little weird to me, but I understand that they're like, hey, we want to open too. I believe me at this stage of the game, I definitely get it. Don also, by the way, made a point that he's a little concerned about because they're suing the state, the bowling centers of Michigan or whatever the hell they are. They're actually suing the governor, and they're worried that Don's worried himself that if they win that, she's going to his claim is that she may have a retribution against them. Now, I really don't want to believe that she's like vindictive. But a lot of people listening to this podcast do, in fact, believe that. They can't stand this woman. And, well, Don made the point that she went after Carl Mankey, haircut guy, after he got a judge to say, no, let him open up his place. And then there was another example of that, too, that kind of blew up in everybody's face. So Don's like, oh, man, I don't want the governor breaking down Howard City lanes and giving me all tons of shit in retribution. So this all comes together on the front lawn of the state capitol as these really, really in-shape people made an appearance. Talk about that in a second or in a little bit. Idiots near where I live. In actually my community, it's known as Georgetown Township, Michigan. It's comprised of like Hudsonville, Michigan and Jenison, Michigan. They're trying to kill infants and toddlers. What? Yep. I'm finally going to get to this story. You'll hear about that coming up. But first, yesterday was, wow, really kind of disjointed and weird. And what I mean by that is, as I do this podcast, Dad is right next to me. Hell, he's right in this house over here. I don't think you can see it from the camera. But you may have heard Dad opened the door in the middle of the podcast about an hour into it yesterday. And he was agitated and confused and asking me questions about what we're going to do, Dear Meathead. No, I had just spoken with him and said, Dad, we're going to not do that. And we're going to do it. I'm going to have you come into the camper and it'll be you and me face to face. And then we'll do it that way. And he was okay. Things got off the rails because he was confused, which we've talked about. That does happen from time to time. And so we kind of had to, I was forced to punt on Dear Meathead till a later date, till next week. So that's the day it was for my dad. There was this is very common in dementia. It is, now I don't know what exactly he's thinking, but I'm told that the, you might have a lot of frustration because a person suffering from dementia does realize something's going on, that there's something wrong, and they get frustrated. So when I found out that he came out of the house yesterday, I haven't told you this. Excuse me, comes out of the house yesterday and he's, Joanne, the phone won't work. And he's holding the remote control from the TV. And I'm like, oh no, my God, you keep getting reminders of these things as being, it's no one ever was forgetting that it was, that he has that. But being here for four straight days, I'm getting a sense of what my stepmother Joanne's days are like. So sometimes she has to deal with this and it gets tough. You know, these are two people that are in their mid 80s. So she's not a spring chicken either. So, I understand that my dad was extremely annoyed and agitated yesterday. So we just kind of got out of it. All right. So kind of leave that there. We had visitors. My stepsister and her husband, Mike, Charity Scam Mike, came over. We hung out. We had a good time, but it just seemed a little bit off. It was kind of like a bad day yesterday. But so that's one thing. Nothing really more about that. But then I went to see my mom. Now here's where it gets even more ridiculous. A little bit more fun than what I just described. I get to my mom's residence, which is an assisted living facility, to take her to her freaking radiation. And they're normally right at the front. And my mom's in a wheelchair because she can walk, but just moves really slow. And Wally's, excuse me, pushing her. Yesterday, not the case. I'm like, well, where are they? What's going on? So I call, and he's like, yeah, we're coming down. I go, okay, no big deal. Now, they're not really late, but for them to be not there is a little bit different. The door opens up. I'm by the car, and my mom sees me, and she goes, it wasn't my fault. And I'm like, okay. This is not a big deal. I was just making sure that you were coming. It wasn't my fault. I got blamed for everything. And I did nothing, and it's not, I didn't do anything. And I'm like, Mom, this is I don't know what you're talking about. It is not an issue. It is you're on time. We're good. So I didn't say much. I just got Mom into the car, and Wally. I'm like, hey, buddy, I'll drop her off because he couldn't meet me to drop her off. He had something going on, an eye appointment or something like that. So then I'm like, no problem, Mom. I get my mom in the car. Off we go. Apparently, now, I don't know if ladies, if you have a husband that does this. I know I do this, and I know my dad does this too. Excuse me. Damn, I don't know what my problem is. Wally, my mom had to let herself, the assistant was going to wheel her up to her room, and she was going to unlock the door and go in because Wally's at this appointment. And she, Wally says to me, goes, okay, I got your mom's key on her wrist, and it's around like one of those little elastic things around her wrist. There's a key. So we get in the car, and she goes, we couldn't find the key. We couldn't find the spare key. And, of course, it's my fault. And I'm like, oh, well, I don't know. And so I'm like, I don't know if she was expecting me to weigh in on it, but she kind of like had to blow off some steam. And so this is going on, and I'm like, oh, yeah. And I'm trying not to stoke the fire in any way. I'm just kind of like, uh-huh. I'm just the sounding board. I'm therapy for all these elderly people who between them is about 340 years between these four. So that's awesome. So we're driving, and I realize that I'm not really paying attention to the road. And on this spot, it is here in Detroit, you're on this freeway that goes like, it's almost like a bypass around Detroit. It's called 696. And I'm on 696. I get on at Mound, and I take it west towards Woodward. I got to get off at Woodward. Now, before you get off at Woodward, like 3 miles before, there's an interchange where you can get on either north or southbound I-75. 3 miles. So you would pass I-75 and keep going all the way to Woodward Avenue. And I don't know what the hell I was doing, but I start getting on the northbound I-75. Not even close. And then all of a sudden I notice that my mom stops talking and stops complaining about Wally, blaming her for losing the key. And I'm like, I'm thinking, why is she suddenly stopping talking? Is she having a stroke? I take a look at her, and she's looking at me like I'm crazy. Now, this is my mom. She's suffering from dementia like my dad. And she knows that I'm screwed on where I'm going. And I'm like, what? But I don't know it yet. So then I'm not yet to the point of no return. So, you know, like when you go onto an entrance ramp, like in a situation like I'm in at this point in the story, and the road is starting to divide to the right, but on the left, there's still people going on westbound 696. So in a pinch, you could just yank the wheel and go over that spot that's not really road, you know, and then get into the right lane. Well, it's at about this point as the milliseconds are passing that I realize that I'm about to go towards Flint. And I'm like, oh, shit, this is bad. So what do? I yank the wheel, and then I hear it. I hear a horn at the exact same moment that I look up in my rearview mirror, and all I see is the word RAM. And this enormous grill, so full, so in that rearview mirror, and I hear this big throaty horn, and just... And I don't even see anything else. I don't see any other landscape in that rearview mirror. I don't see any sky. I don't see any road. I just see RAM, and it's this big truck. And so I just go. It looked like something out of a stupid movie or something. As I just kind of go over that spot that you're not supposed to drive because the roads are dividing, and I get into the right lane, and Mom's. I notice she's gripping. She's like hanging on tight, you know, and she's kind of bracing. And the conversation's ended, and it's silent, and all you hear is the horn. So then, now I know Mom knows what's up, but I go, well, what's that guy's problem? And she's kind of looking at me like, and I go, yeah, I think I might have done something wrong there. Now, I know it, but I'm trying to, like, finesse my way through it, you know? And she's just a little terrified. So, not done, though. Just before Woodward is Bermuda Mohawk, and that's like a quarter mile from where you need to go. I get in that lane, and she goes, no, no. I'm like, oh, God, I don't know what my deal is, Mom. I'm sorry. Finally, get on a Woodward Avenue. I'm headed north towards Royal Oak Beaumont. This is real easy. You just get on Coolidge. You drive it right in to the hospital. And there's no way you can screw this up. There was one more time she goes, no, no, get in the right lane. I'm like, geez, man, this is so bad. Mom, I'm so sorry. It's okay. It's okay. I'll get you there. My 85-year-old mom, she you know, in the stages of what she's dealing with. And I'm like, Mom, thank you so much for being here. I'm so glad one of us is of sound mind. Oh, all right. So I'll try to do better today, getting Mom to where she needs to go. Holy moly. So that's basically it, man. And all the while that's happening, I'm like, I cannot wait to tell these people about this. All right. The open of the Eric Zane Show podcast. We've got key sponsors, of course, all over this thing. That's what we do. I posted that podcasting rules. Try not to suck. Sell the hell. Try not to suck and sell the hell out of the moments that don't suck so bad. So I've been doing that, and thank God it's worked out. The Kent County Health Department reminding you to cough into your elbow, be socially distant, wear a mask. I played this on the Patreon yesterday. Did you hear the deal, you anti-maskers? I'm curious what you think about this. I'm not trying to be insulting. But for those of you that are doing the anti-mask thing and are a Trump supporter, did you hear Trump yesterday when he did his big, I want you to wear a mask?
Young adults may often have mild or even no symptoms. They won't even know they're sick. They won't have any idea that they have a virus. They won't have any idea at all. America's youth will act responsibly, and we're asking everybody that when you are not able to socially distance, wear a mask, get a mask. Whether you like the mask or not, they have an impact. They'll have an effect, and we need everything we can get.
Can somebody explain to me what, okay, I'm just curious what's going through your brain if you're an anti-masker and you're a big Trump supporter. Does that change anything for you? I would love to hear what you think. Eric@ericzaneshow.com. Are you going to listen? All right. I'm not being a dick. I want to know if that's kind of like, wait a minute, what do I do now? You know? Okay. Anyway, Kent County Health Department, they are fully staffed, too. They got everybody there right now that is working. They are working to treat anybody with these sexually transmitted infections or needs advice or anything like that. They have 4 COVID testing stations around Kent County. And, of course, if you are in need of the WIC program, they can help you navigate that. Okay? Reach out to the Kent County Health Department. AccessKent.org is their website. I have an amazing crew that will clean your home, and boy, is this a great gift. Think about that. If there's any person in your life, let's say you're married and you want to skip whatever gift that you get every year, you got somebody who's hard to buy for, think about this. If your better half comes home to an immaculate home and she's like, what just happened to my house? You did. You hired Amy Porter from A&D Cleaning. Call her for an estimate, 616-550-3644. A&D Cleaning. And last but certainly not least, Blue Frost IT. Man, they've been with me for a while. Love these folks at Blue Frost IT. They are a managed IT service provider. And what that means is if you're a small or a medium-sized business, and you got your 10 employees and you're selling whatever it is you sell, what's going to happen if the computers go south? If all your whatever it is that you're working with just goes kablooey, or maybe you're moving the business and you want a whole new IT setup, you need to have your own IT department. Well, most small and medium-sized businesses cannot afford that. Well, you can now because it's like this. You can price it where it's not in-house. But you pay an organization like Blue Frost IT, which provides these services for businesses to make sure that they are on the right track. If you would just do this for me, reach out to them and let them explain to you more in a more in-depth fashion, put a finer point as to how they can help your business. You would make me very, very happy. 616-285-50. 616-285-50 for Blue Frost IT. On the Patreon yesterday, Patriot Nick wrote a comment, and I read it, and I went, oh, yeah, I guess the word's out about Jackie, my daughter. She must have said something. I'll cover that. And then I promptly did not. I did not cover that. I forgot. So now I will. Let me just get right to it. Jackie needs another knee surgery. What? Yeah, we just finished a knee surgery like 6 weeks ago. And then before that, she had another one in the past year. What is going on? The first one to rebuild her knee, you know, after she blew out her ACL playing soccer over a year ago. It might be close to 2 years ago. I'm losing track. Well, it didn't work. She blew out the ACL playing soccer. It was repaired. She had a blown out ACL and a meniscus tear. It was really, really bad. Invasive surgery. And then as it's healing, it doesn't heal right. Okay. So they have to go and do a further bit of work on it. So now this all happens. This is a pretty big deal. And then, just the other day, imagine my thought when I'm in the Metalworks Body Shop Fear Bunker studio, just doing nothing, and she walks in there, of course, scares the hell out of me. I don't know what that is or what it is with these people, but it's my back is to them, and she's just standing next to me like a creepy kid in a movie, and I look, and oh, God. She goes, well, I didn't say anything. I didn't want to scare you. I go, well, just your presence scares me. Jeez. So she sits, what are you doing? Just doing my thing. It's all small talk. And she sits there and she's kind of not saying anything. And then Diana comes in, the queen of the forest. Queen of the forest sits down. And they're just looking at me. Like the way I'm looking at you now on the live stream. And they're not talking. And Jackie looks at Diana nervously. And mom looks at Jackie and goes, well, go on. And I'm like, what? And she starts getting antsy and kind of like a wry smile. She's like actually smiling. So you know what? You're thinking what I'm thinking right now or what I was thinking then. She's pregnant. And so I said, you're pregnant. And she says, no. And I go, oh, thank God. And I'm like, you know, this is all downhill from here. You've told me you're not pregnant. Anything else that you tell me is going to be a win. See what I've done there? You're pregnant. No. Oh. Now, unless she tells me I've got cancer, but I don't think she's going to tell me she's got cancer. She's sitting there smiling. So I'm like, What's up? And she's just dancing around it. And I don't know. I go, and I can't figure out anything that would be of magnitude. And she says, my knee has not healed. It's not correct. It needs to be operated on again. I'm like, ugh. And then they go, but you don't have to worry about it. I'm like, what do you mean I don't have to worry about it? My daughter's going to be operated on. Of course I have to worry about it. What the hell is that? They think that I'm only worried about the cash and it costs to fix that. Truth be told, you know, the first one was expensive. The second one, I've got one more big payment to pay on that. And I'm like, well, I don't give a shit about that. I mean, that's why we work, right? We have jobs so we can stay alive and it's part of it. So I don't give a shit. That's what it's there for. And I don't want to hear anybody emailing me, why do you enable your daughter, you asshole? That's my daughter, for God's sake. If she needs medical care as a dad or a mom, you do that. If you had a brain, you'd understand that. So I don't want to hear anybody giving me any shit about taking care of my family. I hate that. So I go, well, you know, I mean, we'll take it as it comes, Jackie. That's kind of my mindset in the world these days. I don't, I try not to lose sleep over these things, and that's why we have jobs. So whatever. And she goes, well, okay, so this, she's getting operated on very soon. It turns out, though, it is the week that I'm going to be out of town for another reason, which I'll talk about a little later on. The first or second week in August. So that's it. She is getting that thing fixed again. And I said to her, I go, well, do we need to get like a new doctor? She goes, no, no, it's not. It has nothing to do with it. This does happen from time to time. And he is one of the most accredited physicians that there is. And I go, I believe that. I don't fault him in any way. And so he explained to her, to me, what's going on. But can you believe this? Holy shit, this is such a thing. That you can have your knee rebuilt and then it doesn't work. And there's a whole bunch of terms that she sent along that's really boring and long-winded and stuff like that as to what exactly is wrong with her. Revision anterior cruciate ligament reconstruction with hamstring autograft. Anterior lateral ligament reconstruction with allograft. Semi-tendinous, possible medial meniscus repair, and possible lateral meniscectomy, arthrex graft link, arthrex swivel, lock available for all recon. August 13th. There you go. Good news, I think I might have hit the deductible on Jackie. With my Obamacare. So, because she goes, hey, is that? I go, yeah, you're right. I'm going to look into that. Because, I mean, for the past few years, ever since I got out of radio and have had to use Obamacare, there's been all these massive surgeries. You know, I don't know what people complain about Obamacare all the damn time. This has worked out very well. For us, you buy the damn policy and then you use it. Now, I got a pretty big deductible, but I mean, we would not have been able to navigate this in any way, shape, or form if we did not have that. So it's worked out pretty good in our world. All right, maybe not for you. Sex ed with Mrs. Stephanopoulos. Oh boy, man, this lady is a handful. George Stephanopoulos' wife is Allie Wentworth. Typical mom. She's got 15 and 17-year-old teenagers. If you're George, you're like, why did you say that? And why is this even a thing? And please don't really do this. Allie Wentworth was on some podcast. And, man, people just let it fly on podcasts. And it's pretty great, I think. She's talking about sex education, and she said that she would watch porno with the 15 and 17-year-old daughters. And she explains that she would do that to explain to them that it's not real. My first thought is, so, yeah, all right, I get it, but why do you have to watch it with them? I mean, is it really necessary to sit down and say with, you know, you got a freaking PowerPoint segment with the porno and say, yeah, when this woman squirts all over that guy's, squirts into a glass and makes that dude drink it, that's performative. Well, I don't even know if that's performative. Some of these Zaniacs, I think that might actually... aside from the Zaniac women and men, this is not real. So, I don't know. You see this woman who's taking three in the dumper? That is a performance. That really does not feel that great. You see that? That is not. And besides, you see how there's, you don't see any poo there. You don't see it. What do they used to call that? What was that term? God, it was named after somebody. God, it was named after a politician. Remember that? You see how there's no poo there? That's because she fasted for like a day. If you're going to do anything in the keister, you can't eat for a day or else it gets gross and smelly. Is she gonna point all that shit out? You see, no, you shouldn't. And that's all wrong. I don't know if I needed to do the examples. No, I take it back. I definitely did need to do the examples. The fact that she... Make sure Dad doesn't walk up and say, hey guy, now I want to join the podcast and talk about this. The fact that she says, yeah, I would do that to show them exactly what is right and what's wrong and to show them that that's not real, that's performance. You don't need to watch it with them to show them, to tell them that. Just say it, right? Just say pornography is just, it's all actors and actresses. That isn't really real. And again, I get what she's getting at. She's like, you know, you're trying to establish a realistic view of what sexual encounters should be with you, whoever you're having sex with, whether, you know, and this is all a fantasy. But I don't know, man, if I'm Steph, first of all, if you're the kids, if your mom is on there saying, yeah, you know, I'd watch porno with my kids. My first question on this podcast, the Dissenters podcast, would be, yeah, how do you think they would react if you wanted to watch porno with them? Have you ever thought about that? Because I know if I was a 15 or a 17 year old, and my dad came walking in and said, "Hey, guy, let's watch this. Let's watch these two giant black men. This one will be a meme in about 20 years." Put it to this little redhead. You know, I don't know if I would be down with that. But she says, in porn, women have been conditioned to look and act a certain way. Yeah, everybody knows that, lady. No one thinks that that's real. They're performing, and it's dangerous to have boys see this as something women want. You can't stop them. So I would watch it with them. You can't stop them. So I would watch it with them. And you can't stop the boys. How do you know? Is that what she's saying there? I would look at the porn with them that one time, like they're performing. No, this is sick. All you have to do is say it. You don't have to watch it with them. Like they don't know that there's a porno going on. And I mean, I can just imagine this terrible, uncomfortable moment when you're sick, twisted, a maniac, bleeding heart mom is watching pornography with you. What a sick, crazy bitch. I have an issue with how we are raising this generation of children because we grew up without social media. For us, our children and us as parents are guinea pigs. You know what I mean? I don't know what to say about don't use your phone, use your phone. God. Just let them figure it out, you lawnmower mom. These parents, man, some of them, what they do is they so clear all the grass in front of them so that it's smooth sailing for their kids every way. They will figure it out. Man, when I was a kid, I so wish we had access to porno. I mean, it was always so difficult. When I was a kid, there were moments when the local local perverts would go and wander with dirty magazines over to wherever, secluded areas in the woods. I'm not making this up. And they would beat their meat and leave their pornography there. Or somebody would do that, and we'd find it. And if you found the porno, it was like a mad dash to get the porno and race home as fast as you could to pound your pud. So, you know, we figured it out. We turned out okay. But had we had the porno, we wouldn't be running through the streets with soiled, dirty hustler magazines. If we were in a pinch, we would all look at it together and we'd get it into our spank bank and then race home with boners on our bike to take care of business. At no point Would I ever have dreamed that Dad would say, "Hey, guy, I see you got yourself a soiled porno there. Here, let's look at it together." Oh, my God. That would be the absolute worst. Let's see. This lady, this Allie Wentworth, she has a history of kind of talking out of her ass. She wrote, she says, I don't want to say about don't use your phone, use your phone. I started learning as I went when I would see other people's daughters and how sexualized they were on social media. I became very passionate about the idea that we need to regulate social media. All right, fine. I understand that, but I don't know if you need to watch porno with them. We need to chart these waters for our kids. Do we really? Do we really need to chart the waters? You must do this. Most kids do this. They figure it out as they go. They learn right from wrong. They make mistakes. They'll be fine. So I started doing these panels on the social media and its effect. And my feeling was this was a very dangerous thing. I see it with other kids. Our suicide rate has doubled. I see the bad effects. I think there are good effects too. So she's basically just blaming social media. I don't know. Maybe you're not giving the kids enough credit. Maybe you're doing something wrong with taking care of everything for them. I don't think you're the end all on this. Let's see. Wentworth wrote in Go Ask Allie, Half-Baked Advice. The lowest moment for me is when the time arrives for the fateful question. How often do you and your husband have sex? What? I have lost friends with this question. The women gasp and scream like I've confessed that I shot my dog. One of them always slams her fist down on the table. A woman's wine glass once smashed in her hand. Who are your friends, lady? I'm sorry. We're hot for each other. Jesus. Well, it sounds like you're bragging. I don't know about her. Yeah. All right. I'll link this up in the comments of the Eric Zane Show podcast. Oh my gosh. I just see the notification in front of me. The Queen of the Forest has decided to join us. She's watching right now. As she's watching, I think it's time to say hello. You know, being apart from Diana is not my favorite thing. In fact, I'll weave her into the conversation. Hey, I just saw that you were watching the show. How's it going?
Good. I just wanted to see what was going on.
Yeah.
I wanted to see how it sounded without me.
Well, I know that you brought up yesterday. You said, "Hey, the podcast was good," and you said, "Yeah, it couldn't have been that good. I wasn't on it," and I kind of like that by you. I think that's a that's a really fantastic aggressive approach, and it's kind of right up my alley. I think over the years I've rubbed off on you as I'm rubbing on you. So do you miss me? I mean, you've been without me. Have you? What have you been doing? You've been like taking care of yourself. What's going on?
Yeah, I've been doing laundry taking care of the dogs.
I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about are you taking care of yourself?
Do I need to hang up right now?
Everybody wants to know how often you do that.
Okay, goodbye.
No, I'm kidding. No. Don't go. I'm just kidding. We were talking. Do you know who George Stephanopoulos is?
Yeah.
So his wife is this kind of like this handful. Her name's Allie Wentworth, and she was talking on a podcast that she's kind of like a lawnmower parent who wants everything cleared for her kids so that they don't have any trouble along the way in becoming great citizens. You know, have you ever heard of this term?
Yes.
You know,
lawnmower parent?
Yeah. You know, when you and I were kids, we screwed everything up and we figured out, we learned right from wrong. You gain knowledge and wisdom when you screw stuff up and whatever. Well, she's kind of like a really aggressive lawnmower parent. So much so that she just talked about on another podcast that she would watch pornography with her 15 and 17 year olds if given the chance to explain to them that it's not real. And right away I was sickened.
Ew.
Yeah. And she says,
sounds like she could get in trouble for that.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if she could. I don't think she could to do that. But I think her point was, I would tell them that it's not real. And my, I'm like, well, yeah, can't you just voice that? Do you have to say, right, you know, this big bukkake blast is not real? You know?
Exactly.
Can you imagine, yes, how mortified Jackie and Matt? We should do that as a Patreon. Make you watch porno with Jackie and Madison.
No. No, thanks.
You know, I don't know about you, but the idea with Jackie and Madison, that whole concept, or considering the fact that that could possibly be a reality, like a real thing of them, their eyes seeing that, it doesn't bother me nearly as much, the idea that Jackie would have seen that, than Madison. And it isn't just because she's younger. You know how, right, Jackie is kind of like super aggressive and always talking about sex and porking and stupid shit like that?
Yes.
Madison, that to me, it's just like she's so, they are so opposite, you know? Jackie's so aggressive and take charge, and Madison is a very subtle type of mentality in the world. Does that make any sense?
Yes, and I mean, if you even mentioned anything like that to Maddie, she'd be like, okay, stop, shush.
Hear it. And Jackie's like, oh, yeah, break it down. Yeah, let's see it, man. Come on, let's see some dick. Whoa, yeah. Oh, God. It's terrible. She lives to make me cringe, you know? She really does. And people say to me, give it right back to her. I'm like, no, I can't. I can't do it. You know, I don't want to do it.
No, this is...
That's terrible for me. All right,
yeah,
so what's...
She's something.
Sorry, go ahead.
I said she's something.
Yeah. All right, so what's on the agenda today? Any big news on the horizon?
No, I'm going to hopefully do a couple ship shops, and then I think later on this afternoon, like after work, Jen Belgraf is coming over.
Oh, one of my favorite people in the world.
After she gets off work. Yeah, she's having a rough week, so.
Gotcha. What do you think about the idea of the Queen of the Forest podcast? Have you been thinking about we haven't announced a date yet, but that's going to happen. The Queen of the Forest podcast. Tell me your thoughts about that.
With just me?
No, I would be your sidekick, but I mean, this would be you. Yeah, you would
like
be
once a week.
Well, what the frequency is up to you.
Do I have to come up with the content?
I think that you and I would have some roundabout discussions as to how we approach it yet, and I haven't quite finalized it. You know, I mean, maybe, but you know, you're a pretty fun person to actually listen to.
I think I could do it. Let's see. Yeah.
Yeah, but do you have any visions of how you think it could go? Do you have any ideas about it? I mean, any of the topics or subjects on the Queen of the Forest podcast? Or is it just going to be us kind of doing our thing?
I think I would let the audience pick the topic, and then we would just go from there, kind of like an ad lib type. What is it called?
Impromptu is what you're looking
for. Yeah, that's it. Improv, yeah.
All right. I'm sure we'll get some ideas.
Also, Boring Dean's coming over to clean the pool.
Wait, what?
Nothing. What?
What do you mean Boring Dean's coming over to clean the pool? What are you talking about?
I don't know. He said he wanted to come over and clean the pool, so I said I could let him.
When is... Wait. I thought... But that's not something that you can't do.
I know, but I don't feel like it.
I'm really confused, first of all, how this managed to surface.
You asked me what I was doing today, so I'm telling you.
Okay, let's back up. How did it come to be that Dean is coming over to clean the pool? And why? Can you give me some info here? Don't just sit there laughing in my fucking face.
Ask Dean.
No, I'm not going to ask fucking Dean. I can't see what he's saying right now. I got you. Why would I? I love Dean, but I don't want to bring him in right now. You're not going to tell me?
No.
All right, well,
and then...
Yeah?
I'm trying to think what else I have to tell you.
I don't know. What do you call it? Sexy boy Sandra is coming over to scissor you, or...
Oh, my Lord. Oh, but I do have something to say about sexy voice Andrea.
Oh, no. Okay.
She wants me to be her partner on the golf team.
Oh, dear God, Andrea, don't do it.
Oh. I told her I don't know how to golf, and I've only golfed twice.
You
it's
see,
twice in my
that's,
life.
That's it. That's where the scissoring starts. I knew it. You guys are both.
And she said that's okay.
You're both a little lezzy. That's what it is. You're both having a lezzy moment.
She said she would teach me.
Oh, yeah, I know what she's going to teach you. Uh-huh. She's going to be elbow deep.
Eric?
All right. This is all ridiculous. I guess this will be the Queen of the Forest podcast.
Yeah.
This is how it will be. All right. That's it.
How's Dad this morning?
I haven't seen him yet.
Oh, dear.
He usually wakes up and goes out there and, like, rakes the frickin' yard.
So did you do something different with your camera? Because you're, like, on the opposite side of the thing this time.
Yeah.
I noticed that. Like,
yeah, I flipped it. It looks different, but it's not. It's
really screwing with people's brain.
Yeah.
Because you look like you're... turned around.
Yeah, I know it. You see, you do one thing, and then the second you change it, it's like the end of the world. Like, I'm not listening anymore. F him. You know? So that's how it is. All right, I'm going to cut you loose.
All righty. I'll talk to you later.
When is Dean coming over?
I don't know yet.
He's coming over today?
No.
He's not? Wait, you're kidding? You're just fucking with me. You are. Well, you can't nod. They can't hear you when you nod.
Yes, I'm just screwing with you. Dean texted me and told me to tell you that.
He did?
Yeah.
What an ass. That guy. I out of all the people, he's the biggest. He fucks with me the most, man. He's always fucking with me. There's always something going on with that fucker. And I can't do a GD thing about it. You know, he's as big as a house. He's ripped. He does push-ups all the time. He'll just kick me in the dick and throw me in the pool.
Okay.
All right. There he is.
I'll talk
to
you later.
He's right in LOL. He's all part of this. You guys are assholes. All right. I love you.
See you, bye.
Bunch of dicks. Everybody screwing with me? What the hell? All right. I don't even know what's going on anymore. You see, this is what happens. You bring in the QOF, and then things just get off the rails. All right, we're about an hour in. If Dad's going to come in, it's going to be in the next few minutes. Thank you to the Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage. If you need a mortgage, would you please consider Mario, man? This dude is awesome. Whether it's first-time mortgage, whether it's 10th-time mortgage, whether it's refi, reach out to him and just say hello. Say, hey, Zane told me to call. I don't know if I'm in the market. I might be, but I just want to say hi. Can we meet? Yeah. All right. Well, this is how it works. Get the mortgage before you even start looking for the house with Henry Steffes. The Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage, 231-332-6505. Call the Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage. Gun school is back August 8th. CPL training. You get the certification, then you go to your county, say, I'm ready for my pistol license. The class costs you $125. You can get it all taken care of on August 8th in Holland Township, Michigan. Okay? Take the class. Class, as I said, $125. And you can sign up. You can call Steve directly, retired U.S. Army Major Steve Prince, at 616-204-1705. If he's not there, leave a message. He'll call you back. Or if you like, just go to the Prince Army logo on ericzaneshow.com. You click it, and it takes you right to his Facebook page. And then, you know, there's the events. You click on that, or right at the top, it says the next event. From there, it's simple, man. Just follow along, click get tickets. Then you've RSVP'd, you've paid your dough, and then that's it. You don't need a gun. You don't need bullets. All you need is yourself, okay? You'll get some range time with that. You can borrow one of his guns, rent it, and that's it. You don't, and then you get the piece of paper that says you have passed the class. Then you can take the next step. The first step you should do, whether you have a gun or not, is take the class. Certified pistol instructor. Thank you to Steve. All right, we're going to talk Forbidden Spanish a little later on in the show with Joe Martinez, A&E Heating and Cooling. With these warm months, man, if things go south or you're looking for a new install of an air conditioner, you got a guy. You know, I mean, that's a pretty weird thing. You're like, well, who should I call? Well, I see those vans driving around on the street for that giant company. And then you call them. They show up. There's like two salespeople and the installer. And they look at your stuff. They go, oh, God, this is the worst thing in the world. You need this massive install that's going to cost $35,000. If you sign on the dotted line, we can get you credit to pay for it. And you go, oh, okay, you must be an expert. And you sign it, and then you're screwed. No. Well, go ahead, get that estimate. Say, all right, now get out of my house. And then call Joe Martinez, and he talks, and he goes, oh, man, you'd have gotten hosed. Thank God that you called me. And he can set you straight. Utilizing the Comfort Maker brand of air conditioners and furnaces, call Joe at 616-516-8579. He is not going to bend you over the pinata, okay? If you need a after-hour service call, keep that number in mind, and he can head over and fix that. It's going to cost you a little more. There he will bend you over the pinata, but still, you'll get your stuff fixed. 616-516-8579. Don't be sweating like a jerk. Your wife hates you when you let's not even get it fixed. Okay, forget it. No, it's too expensive to run. It's broken. Your wife's going to hate your guts. Keep her cool, all right? And then heat her up in the bedroom. Boy, I'm a very sexually charged podcaster today. 616-516-8579. Sunday, I'm going to see my friends at Harbor Humane. Really looking forward to this. I'm going to shoot video, go look at some of the animals that need adoption. Harborhumane.org is their website. And they've kind of been my go-to in terms of drawing attention to them. And if you could keep them in mind to keep the lights on during the pandemic, they are always looking for donations and fundraisers. And they have a very fun fundraiser going on right now that I want to tell you about again because I'm involved. What you do is you send them a picture of your pet. And I think you pay like $20 or $25 or something like that. And then they have various people in the community take the picture that you send them, and they will do an artist drawing of it. Side note, most of the people that are doing the drawing have no art experience. So you're going to get whoever, the Stu McAllisters of the world, drawing this picture of your pet, and more than likely, though done with love, it's going to be hilarious, fun, and sweet. So then you take the picture of your pet, and then you've got it frameable. Now, with me, we've got 1,000 pets, and I should have a collage of all the pictures that are drawn of them. That's what I'm planning on doing. But I'm on the list, so I was sent two pictures of two sweet dogs that I will reveal to you, and then I have to, by August 4, I've got till August 4 to get this done. And hang on. Excuse me. I've got till August 4 to get this done of doing my pictures. Now, you can do it freaking oil, watercolor, pencil, charcoal, crayon. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter what you do. And I've got this lab that I have to do a picture of, and he's just awesome. And then this other pooch looks to be a little bit of a foofy, floofy dog, maybe some type of, I don't know, poodle or something like that. It's really cute. Got a big ball of fur right on his head and these cute little black freaking eyes. Looks like a polar bear dog. He's super cute. So I got to do my thing, and I don't know what I'm going to do. I think I might just do pencil and I don't know. I need some input on this. I don't have the first bit of experience when it comes to art, so I don't know. I should have Jackie do one too, my daughter. Jackie is really artistic. I mean, she's got some skills. And that kid is talented. They all are. So yeah, that's going on with Harbor Humane. If you want more information, please go to harborhumane.org. How about that group? I talked on the podcast earlier this week when Kanye West had that ridiculous quote-unquote campaign rally in South Carolina that he's having a manic episode. I speculated that he may be. And that this is all just one of these grandiose, elaborate things that people who are bipolar suffer from. Now, truth be told, that shit's not funny. But at the time, I didn't know that. I suspected he may, but, you know, that's not going to stop me from pointing out how ridiculous it is to hear him make the suggestions he was making in that stupid campaign speech. I don't think he knows what the hell he's doing. Now, typically, when it comes to these manic episodes, you get way, way high, and then you go way, way low. So that might be coming. And some of these manic episodes take a long time for them to filter through. Now, that's about the extent of what I know about bipolar disorder. And I don't know. Sometimes these people, it's regulated with medicine, and then they can be cope with it that way. So who knows? Maybe dude is not taking the medication anymore. But I know this, Mrs. West is not a happy camper, and she's posted publicly about it, and that's not good. Now Kanye's pissed. So, you know, if it wasn't obvious, I mean, it was a pretty obvious thing, I think, when his campaign speech, two things stood out. First of all, he didn't take a run at Trump. He didn't take a run at Joe Biden. You know, he went after the political ugliness of going after, you know, Harriet Tubman, the one who helped rescue many, many slaves who ran off the plantation and tried to get to the Northland via the Underground Railroad. What? He's like, yeah, Harriet Tubman, all she did was freed the black people so that they could work more for white people. I'm like, what the fuck? No, this is ugly. And so, you know, the whole thing was a mess. And the thing is, he doesn't, he looks relatively cognizant and aware of what's going on, but he's not. He's in this crazy manic state. Then he doubles down with more ridiculousness with the idea that I am anti-abortion. However, I'm not going to tell women what to do. So instead, I've come up with an incentive plan. If you think you're going to have an abortion and then you decide not to and keep the baby, you get $1 million. That's what he focused on. I almost said that's what that dumbass said, but I don't think he knows what he's doing at this point. It's become clear. So it's a little less, I don't know. I don't know if I definitely want to go to, I don't know if I want to go down the road of ripping on him about what he said when he may not even have any memory of ever saying this because of the manic episode that he's going through. So she goes public with this yesterday and she kind of lets it all out. It has become obvious that he is very ill right now. And, you know, that's definitely not something that is funny in any way, shape, or form. But I do wonder how it is that if he is having this episode, if Diana is having a manic episode and she's running naked through the streets of Jenison and has a just crazy grandiose visions of what she's going to do with the world, and she wants the whole city to have a turn with her, I am going to do what I can to keep her from running around down the street naked and having the whole city have a turn with her, you know, because that's nuts. If she decides to run for president and have a press conference and talk about giving everybody $1 million if they want to have an abortion so that they keep their baby, I am going to do what I can. It's not going to happen. I'm going to call a 5150 on it, and that's going to be it. There will be an intervention. So I guess my question is, can anybody control this guy? Is there anybody who can do what they can to get him healthy? And I don't know, maybe not. I mean, I know I would work my ass off to try to make it so that Diana was not running through the town naked, having someone, everybody take a turn with her. She wrote, anyone who has this or has a loved one in their life who does knows how incredibly complicated and painful it is to understand, she began. I've never spoken publicly about how this has affected us at home because I'm very protective of the kids and Kanye's right to privacy when it comes to his health. But today, I feel like I should comment on it because of the stigma and misconceptions about mental health. So at this point, you know, oh boy, this is concerning the whole presidential thing. She continued, those that understand mental illness or even compulsive behavior know that the family is powerless unless the member is a minor. Well, there you go, I guess. I don't see it that way. You bust out the white jacket, man. Sorry, but that's what it's going to have to be. People who are unaware or far removed from the experience can be judgmental, yes. And not understand that the individual themselves have to engage in the process of getting help no matter how hard family or friends try. Well, she's saying otherwise, though. So, you know, I haven't had to deal with that myself. I mean, I haven't had to deal with a person who has bipolar. So, who knows? Just my stupid 10-cent psychiatrist armchair quarterback. I'm probably way off base. Kardashian, Armenian, wrote that she understands her husband is subject to criticism because he's a public figure and his actions at times can cause strong opinions and emotions. However, she noted that he is a brilliant but complicated person who on top of, I think he's overrated, by the way. If he wasn't sick, if he had no mental illness, I think that guy's a hack. I think he's shitty at what he does. I've never liked anything that he does music-wise. Guy can't sing at all, and he calls himself a singer. No, I'm a rapper. Why are you a rapper or a singer? What are you? And your rap sucks, so fuck off. All right. Brilliant and complicated person who on top of the pressures of being an artist and a black man. All right. Who experienced the painful loss of his mother, has to deal with the pressure and isolation that is heightened by his bipolar disorder. Those who are close with Kanye know his heart and understand his words sometimes do not align with his intentions. The 39-year-old star went on to address Kanye's talents. Living with bipolar disorder does not diminish or invalidate his dreams and his creative ideas, no matter how big or unobtainable they may feel to some. See, she's using a lot of words. I wish she would have just said, yeah, this whole presidential thing is just him. Doesn't align. It's crazy-ass shit. We're trying to get him to stop. But she says it's, quote, part of his genius. Come on. And as we have all witnessed, many of his big dreams have come true. This is a long way. This could have been a lot shorter if she said, Kanye's off the rails. We're trying. Please ignore the run for the presidency and the $1 million anti-abortion bill. Descendants of the Tubman family, please ignore all of that. We'll try to wrangle them in. Thank you. Carry on. All right. Okay. Backtrack 12 hours. West went on social media, Kanye did, to continue the nuttiness, to post various messages involving his wife and mother-in-law, Kris Jenner, in one of his since-deleted tweets. I don't know why they bothered deleting it. You know, when you've got all these eyes on you because they're just waiting for you to explode, if you leave it up there for half a second, the world will see it. Kanye claimed they tried to fly in with two doctors to 5150 me, referencing the welfare and institutions code when an adult can be placed on an involuntary hold for 3 days. West went on to talk about his relationship with Kim. He said, I've been trying to get divorced since Kim met with Meek at the Waldorf for, quote, prison reform. All right. First of all, that's ridiculous. How can you possibly divorce one of the hottest women on the planet? Fuck, is she a babe? Man, and she's an Armenian. She's perfect, for God's sake. The stronger rapper seemed to be referring to a November 2018 criminal justice summit that was attended by his wife and Meek Mill. Rapper, incarcerated for a long time. Bunch of people rallied around him, set free. That's all I know about that dude. So I don't know if they porked or not. Is he suggesting that Meek Mill put it to Kim? I don't know about that. West says Meek is my man and was respectful. That's my dog, Kanye went on to write. Kim was out of line. Kanye also went on to claim that Chris and Kim, quote, put out a statement without my approval. So who knows what she did with Meek? I don't know if she was aggressively trying to give him a handy or something like that. But he doesn't like it that Jenner and Kardashian said something when they weren't supposed to. Kanye also went on to claim that Chris and Kim put out a statement without my approval. That's not what a wife should do, he tweeted. And then he follows it up with white supremacy. Oh, God. Come on, man. While many of his tweets have been deleted, there's still some posts referencing his new album. Maybe he's not so crazy. Maybe this is a con. Have we ever considered that? Maybe he is brilliant. Now, let me just tell you this. If he, let's just play devil's advocate here. Not sick. Never had bipolar disorder. Not sick in any way. Not in any marital trouble with Kim. Not really running for president. Everybody's talking about it, and he has a new album. Whether intentional or not, the new album, Donda, I can't see. I don't have my glasses, is being discussed. Wouldn't that just be I'm telling you, if that, we'll never know. But if we ever were to find out that this is all just a con, I would be so proud of a person to do that. I mean, that would be great to think that we'd all been duped by this. To expose this new album, the whole manic depressive, it's possible. Showbiz, I mean, nowadays it's so difficult to get anybody to talk about anything. That if you throw something out there like this and see what sticks, that does happen. And this is this would be a long con. So who knows ultimately? But I mean, probably not. He probably really is sick, but we don't know. If it is a long con, that's impressive. And then he's just sitting there with Kim and Meek Mill's like, we had everybody fooled. Ha ha, yeah, all right. Hey, I'll see you later, Meek. Kim and I are going to go home. You know, just actually, there's like no problem whatsoever. Sometimes that does happen. All right. Got another Saranac shit kicker to talk about. That would be BK Guns and Stuff servicing a client list that is anywhere in the United States, dare I say the world. I don't know the logistics of sending weaponry via the mail, but I know that that is a thing. BK Guns and Stuff, they can do anything for you, no matter where you are. Customizations, cleaning, refurbishing, building a weapon from the ground up, firearms transfers, the Show Gunsmith. There's two of them, Benjamin and Kyle. They're a husband and wife team. BK Guns and Stuff. 616-902-2447. Thank you. More clients servicing the tech industry. You're going to hear about this more and more as weeks, months, years pass. Green Clean Technologies. The data centers that populate businesses, banks, hospitals, schools, are so critical, and they are very finicky when it comes to what they are exposed to. When you think about it, all the dust that is in these data centers, when it collects on the hard drive, the servers, the components that make up those pieces of equipment, Some are oddly charged and can cause power surges. Sparks fly out of the back of the damn thing, and then you're screwed. Green Clean Technologies, they get into those data centers, and they apply their efforts to make those rooms very, very clean. You can't just have the janitor go through with the dust buster, all right? There's a lot more to it than that. Reach out to them at greencleantechnologies.com. That is their website. There's a landing pad to get all their contact information to get an estimate, okay? greencleantechnologies.com, or just call Will at 989-560-7272. In fact, the email is brought to you by Green Clean Technologies, eric@ericzaneshow.com, if you want to correspond with the show. Okay, one more for this little round. Shoreliners, they put the stripes in the parking lot. You pull into a nice new parking lot, and it looks immaculate because you got the new asphalt down, the new seal, and then it's the bright yellow paint. You're like, oh, this place really cares about their customers. They really are meticulous. It's a great first impression. If your business looks like shit with the lines, there's no lines. Everything's faded, you know. You don't even know where to park. Everybody's parked in different directions. It's stupid. Get the parking lot painted. It costs a lot less than you might think. ShorelinersStriping.com, servicing all of, well, Michigan for that matter. They'll do West Michigan for sure. You can check them out about how far they go. They do parking lots. They stripe the inside of workplaces, and they also stripe athletic fields, paint athletic fields, if we ever get back to playing sports. Okay. State of Michigan continues to be a kind of a lockdown state. It's come back a little bit. After we had that little bit of a blip where it started to go up, the governor kind of started to lock it back down a little bit. By the way, side note, we are not locked down for Friday. Friday, I'll be in Holland, Michigan at Great Legs Winery, Brewery, Distillery. Okay? We're having a party. The Great Legs get together with the Eric Zane Show podcast, the Queen of the Forest, myself, a bunch of Zaniacs getting together. I've got it down for 30, okay? If we oversell it, and it doesn't cost you anything, if we oversell it, we'll deal. But show up, starts at 7 p.m., goes to whenever we feel like it, probably 10 p.m. That is a get-together at Great Legs Winery, Brewery, and Distillery. Now, that is on East Lakeshore Boulevard, just west of U.S. 31. Can't miss it. Bring a mask. Wear the mask. You got the hand sanitizer there. We sit down. You get your beer. You take your mask off. You have a good time. Those are the rules. We stick by them. Looking forward to seeing everybody. I might actually be a little bit late because I'm driving from here to there. And then I'll get there. So the Queen of the Forest, we might have to divide and conquer, where the Queen of the Forest will be there with her gang of divorced women, Dean. Divorced women, blonde, will be there, Dean. Your age. So this is what I suggest, Dean. You get off work, whatever you do in your job. I know you do a lot of push-ups. Put on your best shirt. Maybe take a sponge bath, Dean. Wash your ass, your balls, your pits. Brush your tooth. Put on some Old Spice. And then you go and wear a sleeveless shirt, and you might be able to take home some blonde Eric Zane Show friend divorce tale. I'm telling you, some of these women are in serious need of your pink dick. In fact, we might be able to work something out here. Complete tangent, but that's okay. That's how this show goes. Oh, come on now.
Yes.
Hey, how are you?
Good.
Did you happen to hear what I was just talking about?
No.
Okay, that's okay. I'll fill you in. So Friday, we're going to be at Great Legs Winery, Brewery, Distillery.
Yeah.
How many blonde divorced women have committed to joining you?
Well, it's not looking good.
Oh, come on.
I know. Kim's going to be up north. Stephanie is gone. Sherry might, but her mom's having surgery that day, so she's playing it by ear. So it's a mess.
Well, that's the three horsewomen right there, man. That is some sexually charged. Those are some sexually charged floozies that are really looking for it, Diane. This is not good for the group.
Well, what can I say?
Because I was just talking about Dean, how he might be able to, get some, because these women are you know, especially Sherry, she's really fired up.
There's still a chance that she could be there, but you know.
All right. Well, I instructed Dean on some. I had some tips and pointers for Dean. I instructed him to wash his balls, his butthole, brush his tooth, and wear a shirt with no sleeves so that he can show his pipes.
That might work.
Yeah, I don't know. All right, that's it. I just want to run that by you. That's really disappointing.
I know, it is disappointing.
All right. Okay,
all
thanks.
Right, see ya.
Okay, can I see one of your boobs?
No, bye.
All right, see ya. Bye. I haven't seen a boobie in a while. Where was I? How did I get on that? I think I was doing a sponsorship, wasn't I? Oh, yeah. Yeah, I was talking about, I was getting to my next set of stories. It's about the state of Michigan. That's how I, oh, my God. Hold on. I'm already getting a low battery warning, so that means I got to hustle. State of Michigan. All right, gyms are closed down. So what do they do? What do you do when your business is closed down in the state of Michigan? You march. You show up at the Capitol. This group is making all of the militia guys that showed up look a little bit more smart, okay? The militia guys were like, hell no, we want to be able to, we want to, you know, and they, you all remember what happened with that. But the fitness people, I kind of think that they didn't do themselves any favors. I'm not going to go down the road of indicting anybody that says the state should be open. I mean, it is what it is, and the state is a little bit different than it was even a month ago or 2 months ago. We've done a hell of a job obeying the rules, and that's good. Hell, I go into Meijer now, and you don't see anybody without a mask. People have done it kicking and screaming, but they are doing it. And, you know, that's why when I played the clip of Trump earlier, I think that does help. So, but I do understand when people say we should be able to open up gyms. But I think that the gym is the last bastion. It's the last one that will be let go. You know, I think that if the numbers continue to dip, perhaps. So hopefully sooner rather than later. Now, me personally, I'm not going to go to a gym anytime soon. And what I like about that is I can work out. And anybody who says you can't work out, that the only place you can work out is a gym, is, well, you're crazy. I mean, look at frickin' Dean. Dean is the most Jack Zaniac in the history of Zaniacs. And all he's done is push-ups, some deep knee bends, and maybe chasing tail all around West Michigan. That's all he does. And look at him. He looks like a frickin' Olympic athlete now. So I don't buy the whole thing about we must be open in order to save our mental health. And that's what their argument is. You know, we are causing everybody who has a gym and is committing suicide or his gym membership and they can't go, they're going to commit suicide because they can't work out. Well, bullshit. They can absolutely work out. And here's the thing. They proved it because they went to the lawn of the Capitol. And the idea was to let the governor know, hey, we need to open up the gyms. But she knows that. She wants to open up the gyms. She wants their people to do this, make no mistake. But she's not doing it because she's worried about you getting sick. And then they're like, well, we want to show that we need to work out. So what do? They go to the Capitol, and they're on the lawn, and they worked out. That completely undermines their argument that they need to go to a gym to work out. They have actually, they themselves have given an example of how they don't need a gym because they're not in a gym. They're on the lawn of the Capitol. they're doing burpees and down ups and freaking, I don't know, the various things to get in shape. And it worked. I have a sponsor who I haven't yet revealed who, I'm still there. It's a gym. It's a new gym that I've teamed up with. And, they do outdoor workouts right now because they can't. They can't do anything. They can't open up. And they have really done a hell of a job, and it's a startup, too, in building their client base only with working out outside, with socially distanced. So I think that the idea that you're going to show the governor that you need to open up the gyms by showing that you don't need to open up the gyms may have been a problem. So might want to rethink that. All right. Sorry. I've got new Forbidden Spanish here. And then I'm going to kick the can down the road of the local baby killers in my neck of the woods. I'll save that for the Patreon. I've been kicking that story down the road for like 2 days. I apologize. But I get under the gun when I see that my battery is running out on the phone. You know how it is when I'm on the road. Sometimes things don't go the way exactly as I plan, but we'll still get it. Somebody reached out to me and said, I got a new Joe Martinez Forbidden Spanish, and it has showed up in the inbox, so we need to learn it together. Now, I've got a couple of them down. I forgot how we even got started on Forbidden Spanish, but being that Joe, of course, speaks fluent Spanish, him being a born in the U.S., but he's Mexican, he's done his part to teach me to say nasty things. So when I see people speaking Spanish, I know that I can communicate with them if they do something nasty to me and I need to bust out "tu madre es una puta," which is "your mother's a whore."
Tu madre es una puta.
Tu madre es una puta. And if I say it like that, then I get punched in the mouth. I also got "go fuck yourself down" with "vete la chingada cabrón."
Vete la chingada cabrón.
I got that one down. I am still struggling on "eat my ass while I'm shitting."
Come mis nalgas cuando yo estoy cagando, cabrón.
It's a little wordy.
Come mis nalgas cuando yo estoy cagando, cabrón.
Now, Joe says it fast, but if you're going to say it right, you got to say it fast. If you speak Spanish and you sound all slow, "tu madre es una puta," you're going to sound like an idiot. You gotta let it fly. Speaking Spanish with a Mexican accent, where Joe learned it, is key.
Come mis nalgas cuando yo estoy cagando, cabrón.
So that one's a tough one. That's probably the one that I'll try to learn last. But it's not that out of the question to think I can master "eat tons of shit" in short order.
Comes chingo de cagada.
That one's an easy one. I think I can get that one. I don't know it, but
comes chingo de cagada.
And then finally, in an effort to get you to be able to learn Forbidden Spanish, you really want to drop the bomb on somebody, tell them to suck your dick with your butt.
Lame mi palo con tu culo.
So, I don't know how we got on the subject, but somebody sent along one for Joe. And this has led to some controversy. Because I sent it to Joe, and I'm like, all right, can you have this one recorded for me?
Ya no te voy a dar mis nalgas.
So if you want to tell somebody, yeah, no more butthole for you.
Ya no te voy a dar mis nalgas.
That's what you say.
Ya no te voy a dar mis nalgas.
Mis nalgas. Mis nalgas? Is that the last part of it?
Ya no te voy a dar mis nalgas.
Mis nalgas. I don't know the first part of it.
Ya no te voy a dar mis nalgas.
General te voy a dar mis nalgas?
Ya no te voy a dar mis nalgas.
General te voy a dar mis nalgas.
Ya no te voy a dar mis nalgas.
General te voy a dar mis nalgas.
Ya no te voy a dar mis nalgas.
All right, I think I can get that one too, so I can drop the "no more butthole for you." Yeah, no more butthole for you.
Ya no te voy a dar mis nalgas.
Controversy. When he said it, I didn't have context. I didn't know what I actually wanted him to. I had forgotten. I go, what does this mean? So I looked at a previous email, and I wrote to him, "no more butthole for you."
Ya no te voy a dar mis nalgas.
On a whim, I looked up the Google Translator, and I typed in English. What you do is you type the words, "no more butthole for you," and then you click "translate to Spanish," and you hit the speaker. So the speaker is a female voice, should be saying,
"ya no te voy a dar mis nalgas."
But she's not. if you in translator type in no more butthole for you, which is what I told Joe to translate for me, the female on translator says,
no mas butthole para ti.
Okay, that makes sense. No mas. And then she just says, butthole para ti.
No mas butthole para ti.
Ya no te voy a dar mis nalgas.
All right, this is a controversy now. I don't know what's up. I don't know what's up or down here. What did Joe do? Is this really like Spanish for I hate black people or something? Is he trying to get me canceled?
Ya no te voy a dar mis nalgas.
What's going on here, Joe? I need to know something.
No más butthole para ti.
God, I wish I could get a hold of Joe right this second. I honestly don't think I can. Damn it. I wish I had his number right in front of me right now. I got to reach out to him and get some authentication.
No más butthole para ti.
No más butthole para ti. I think makes more sense.
Ya no te voy a dar mis nalgas.
All right, who knows? Folks, Baldwin Ace Hardware, they are in the Northland. Check them out. They bring you every time I speak with Diana. They have sponsored the Queen of the Forest, and they are near the forest. They're on the edge of the Manistee National Forest. Thank you to them. Baldwin Ace Hardware, when you go up north, please reach out to them. Go see them, Baldwin Ace Hardware. They are a terrific mom-and-pop business, and when you go up north, don't bring your stuff from the big box store. Work with the local people that are sponsors of this show. Thank you so much to the folks at Baldwin Ace Hardware. Everything you need when you go up north. Go and say hi. The show is,
of course, sponsored by the Metalworks Body Shop.
Metalworks Body Shop Studio is where we do it from. You can reach out to them through my website. Just click on their logo. It takes you right to their Facebook page. See some awesome before and after stuff. The biggest spray booth in Michigan. That's why they are constantly working on motorhomes and RVs, campers, travel trailers, fifth wheels. In fact, they've got a connection with my folks at Terrytown RV. This place is the only place you need to take your camper when you smash it up. And that's a bitch. You know, I mean, the fact that you've spent all that money on that thing and now your weekend's ruined because you cracked it up. Doesn't have to be, though. Just flush that and know that they can fix it for you. Just remember, the shop is in Coopersville, Michigan, Metalworks Body Shop, a bunch of dude shit kickers that want to fix your stuff and make it as good as new if you crack it up. You go camping, it's going to happen. You're going to run into something at one point in time, they'll fix it. Thank you, Metalworks Body Shop. Talked already about Great Lakes Winery, Brewery, Distillery. We're going to be drinking, you're going to be drinking the blueberry wheat, okay? Also the, I forget how they termed it. I should write it down, but they've got this awesome blonde brewery, awesome thing that has won the best award 2019 Holland Best of the Best. You'll be drinking that. You'll be drinking the wine. You'll be trying the grappa. Zane, what's grappa? They're going to show you. That's the spirits part of it. Wait till you try grappa. It's an Italian thing. Okay. We're going to gather around with authentic real life Italians at Great Lakes Winery, Brewery, and Distillery. Reach out to them if you want to get more information about them and what they do. Click on their logo at ericzaneshow.com. If you want to drive, swing by and pick up a case of wine at Great Lakes. Okay? We're podcasting a little bit later on with the Patreon. I want to talk about how this, where I live, in my neck of the woods, they actually are saying baby and infant lives don't matter. Okay, I swear to God, you aren't going to believe this story. The crazy people near where I live are turning into real assholes, and I don't like it. But that's it. I'm out of energy. Got to go regroup. Folks, thank you so much for being part of this stupid podcast. If you would, subscribe, rate, and review on wherever you listen to podcasts. If it's Apple Podcasts especially, throw 5 stars at me. Give me a review. I would love that. Please subscribe to my YouTube channel. I need the numbers on YouTube. Just search out Eric Zane Show and just hit the subscribe button and the notifications. I don't care if you never look at it again. And if you ever feel so inclined, watch the show live on YouTube. It really helps out. Facebook is fine, but I don't get a dime for it. You actually help me earn money when you watch the show on YouTube. So thank you for that. All right, folks, that's it. We'll talk to you a little bit later on Patreon. If you want in on that, patreon.com/Eric Thames.